Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting third. The center fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Stout. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Alan Stout. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Mosolf. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into left field. Mosolf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stout fields it and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosolf hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haefy hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive towards third. High reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Mosolf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout is 0-for-1 in the game. Stout is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerges hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley catches it and steps on first to double up Root. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mosolf. Adams reaches second base with a double. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hartnett. Adams moves to third. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hafey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Reds. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Burley Grimes now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice bunts between the mound and first base. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Bottomley moves to second. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-2 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bottomley moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman. Moore reaches second base with a double. Bottomley scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Reds. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Reds. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout is 0-for-2 in the game. Stout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hafey. Herman reaches second base with a double. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herman moves to third. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 6-1, Reds. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mosolf moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mosolf. Adams reaches second base with a double. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham bunts towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hafey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 7-1, Reds. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley strikes out. There goes Hafey. The throw from Hartnett to second, and Hafey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Woody English. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Herman hits a line drive into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Koenig now playing third base. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 3 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore is hit by the pitch. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards third. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mo Salf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mo Salf hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout is 0-for-3 in the game. Stout takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Adams bunts towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Stout moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stout scores. It's 8-1, Reds. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grantham. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefy is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Haefy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stout fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.